You can see the transitions in some spots are really slow, and then in other spots. So it's always transitioning. For every portion of the spectrum of your hearing range, there's a different shape. Oh, there's a bunch of them. There's a tic-tac-toe. There's some Celtic designs. It's amazing. Okay, so I'm gonna turn it down for a minute. You can keep watching as I talk. We know that the plate, the shape of the plate, will determine some of the shapes that we get on there. But every time we play that sound into that shape of plate, we get those designs. You know what that tells me as I look around this room? None of you are shaped the same, and none of you sound the same. And that sound that comes from your mouth is a creative instrument. That tells me that there's something that only you can bring to this world that nobody else in all of history could bring. Because your voice is like a fingerprint. Yet it's a creative instrument of God that He placed inside of you. If you don't bring it, who can? The way that you can do it. God may have a second choice. But what if He chose you and you don't do it? It won't have the same effect. It won't bring the same design. All creation is waiting for you to be revealed. It's waiting to hear your sound. It's waiting to see your design. The design that only you can bring. Here, listen to where this is at now. Can you hear it? Can you guys hear that? I can't. It's way up there. But see, it's still having an effect. We got to get a hold of this. We got to understand. People say, well, yeah, that's sand on a plate with an amplifier, you know, and a generated sound. I can do the same thing on a paper plate with my natural voice. Did you know that the human voice is the most powerful natural instrument there is?